Fred Film Radio, il cinema ritrovato, Bologna, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm very pleased to be joined by one of the experts in film noir, Eddie Muller, who is also the founder and director of the Film Noir Foundation, which we will be talking about in this interview as well. First of all, thank you very much for joining us.
It is my pleasure, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about your activities here at Il Cinema Ritrovato and the Film Noir Foundation, quite simply, the first question is, can you explain, describe to our listeners what Film Noir is?
Well, film noir, I call it, speaking like an American now, right?
Right.
It was Hollywood's only organic artistic movement. That's the fancy way of explaining it. To the average person, they would be mid-20th century crime movies, but made with an abundance of style. The cinematography is just gorgeous. You know it when you see it, you know. It's like, why does this movie look so different, right? Incredible shadows, beautiful camera work. A very, dare I say, European sensibility that came to Hollywood movies. But for whatever reason, that style was applied to crime movies mostly, although you do see it in some other films. There are a few westerns of the period that look like this, or war movies that look like this, but mostly it was crime films.
Right, but it wasn't exclusive to crime films.
No, not really. I mean, I have to tell you, this is the thing, Matt. One of the reasons film noir remains so popular to this day is because people can debate what it is exactly, right? There is no fixed definition, right? If I said to you right now, well, it's a genre of film, a lot of people would argue with me about that. Like, no, it's not. It's a style of filmmaking. And other people, perhaps like me, would say, no, it's more like an ethos. Uh-huh. It's like, it's a way of looking at the world and films. You know, that's very jaundiced. It's very cynical, and you don't believe in the inherent goodness of people.
Right,
yeah. And, you know, so that's something I've discovered that's so fascinating about it, is that you can argue what it is, and that leads to a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of passion that people have for these movies for that very reason.
Right, and just to complete kind of this overview, would you care to mention a few names of directors and a few figures that were particularly important in film noir?
Well, there are a number of important directors. If I said to you, you know, if I don't understand film noir, what should I watch to understand it? How about that? I'd say the movie Double Indemnity. There's a movie Out of the Past with Robert Mitchum, Orson Welles' Touch of Evil, Robert Siadmak's The Killers. These are like the definitive examples of what film noir looks and feels like, and what the themes are, right? Doomed men, right? They fall for a woman, they have to commit a crime to win the woman's, you know, to win her over, usually with money, right?
Yeah.
And then everything goes wrong. Everything goes wrong. That's the basic principle, right?
Interesting. Well, there you go. Listeners, watch these movies, because they're all worth watching.
Yes, yes.
And very good. Thank you for that. And now let's move on to the Film Noir Foundation. First of all, what is the Film Noir Foundation?
Well, the Film Noir Foundation, years ago, I was asked to start programming festivals of film noir.
Yes.
Because of books that I had written on the subject, and I'd uncovered a lot of movies that weren't commonly known. And people said, well, let's see these films, right? Why don't you program a festival? And I tried doing that, and I realized that a lot of the films weren't available. And so I created this foundation to raise money to actually go out and hunt for these films. It's a bit like a detective story, honestly. That we follow the clues, we find the film, and then unlike the detective, I have to raise money to actually get the films restored.
Right.
But I'm happy to say it has been very successful.
Really? Quite tricky to raise money to.
It is quite tricky. I mean, and what makes our foundation very interesting is, well, like just before I came down to do this interview with you, I got a notice that we just received a grant for $25,000 from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for a proposal we had submitted to restore a film, which is great. But honestly, most of the money we raise comes just from movie fans. Mm-hmm. They donate $20, $50, $100. It's a very grassroots movement, which I enjoy very much. You know, it's not like I'm begging hat in hand to some big benefactor, you know, save me, save me. Yeah. It's like I found a way to unify the passions of people literally around the world, because we have people who donate from everywhere, you know. Yes. If, you know, I can say that here in Bologna, there's this young man, Ehsan Khoshbakht, who is Iranian, and we've corresponded for years. He was the first person from Iran to join the Film Noir Foundation.
Yeah.
And I'd never met him until coming this year to Bologna.
Yes.
And he is here programming a whole series of Iranian film noir.
Right.
And which I just I love that. You know, this has been a huge eye opener for me doing all of this, because when I got into it, it was an American phenomenon. But now I've been around the world at festivals and things, and people have taught me this is a worldwide phenomenon. Mm-hmm. You know, in a lot of cases, like these Iranian films, they're clearly inspired by the United States cinema, right? But you see in obviously in France, Germany, Italy, Norway, Mexico, Japan, Argentina, I've seen India, I've seen tremendous examples of what I would call film noir from all of these other countries.
There you go. So film noir is not only an American movement. It's a, like you said earlier, it's a point of view. It's a way of seeing things. You mentioned film festivals, and correct me if I'm wrong, you are the director of a noir film festival in San Francisco?
Yes, the Noir City Film Festival, every January in San Francisco, and it, by my estimation, it is now the largest noir-centric film festival in the world. It's 10 days in San Francisco, and it's fabulous. I mean, the beautiful old theater, the Castro Theater, which we sell out almost every night, 1,400 seats. It's spectacular. And people come from everywhere. Like here in Bologna, I've already run into like six people who've said, I'm coming to the festival this year because I've heard so much about it. I know. I have people who come from the UK to the festival. It's and then that's, I call that our crown jewel. But I do six other festivals around the United States, smaller versions of the one in San Francisco. And then, you know, I've already been invited to come to Bologna next year and do a program here. So it's great. You know, we're trying to cover the world with darkness.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Bologna, you presented a few films. You introduced a few films as well here in at Il Cinema Ritrovato. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe even just some of the titles that you presented?
Well, they asked me to introduce Mildred Pierce and The Asphalt Jungle. Now, these aren't films that I was involved with preserving or restoring or anything. I think they just... I know these films very well,
expert,
yes.
Yeah.
And so, but I have to say, I was totally gratified. I love The Asphalt Jungle. It's one of my favorite movies. And to present that film to a full house at the Arlecchino Cinema, and I asked people, I do this very often. This is something we were talking about a few moments ago. You know, I ask people how many of you have not seen this movie before? Because part of my job is, I realize, not just to be an expert on film noir, but because these are older films by and large, I'm like an ambassador to classic cinema. And I have found that film noir is a type of movie that gets younger people, and they find it very engrossing. If they might not like a screwball comedy or a western or a musical or something, but I find that younger people are attracted to film noir. It's sexy. The movies are very sexy in a way that surprises them, because they're not obvious. Mm-hmm. They're very subtle and restrained, but they're still obviously sexy, right?
Right.
And so they're like, I like this, right? So I was pleased to see, you know, this packed house for The Asphalt Jungle. And when I said how many people haven't seen it, like 80% of the audience had not seen it. And this is a movie that I consider to be like a classic, like one of the great American films, right? And and far from being upset, like, what's wrong with you people? Why haven't you seen this movie? I love that. It's like that makes me feel great that I'm the person to introduce you to this film. I get to, and so I provide some context for why I think the film is important. And you know, I don't ever tell people what to think about a movie. That, you know, people, if they're there in the cinema and they want to see it, half the job is done, right? They did it themselves by showing up.
Yeah.
But you can enhance the experience by just telling them why the film is important, what was interesting about how it got made, how it affected the careers of the people involved. I'm not one of these academic types who will get up there and say, this is what the film really means. Nobody knows this except me, right? I know what the movie means. You thought you knew what Vertigo is about, but I'm going to tell you what it's really about. Yeah. It's like
the grand theorists,
I have no use for that at all, right? No. I mean, that's good for them. You know, if they can make a living doing that, good for them. But I have an expression. I say I like to get as many people in the tent as possible, right? That's like my job.
Well, that's great. It's fantastic. And on that note, we're completely out of time.
Okay.
But you mentioned that you're coming back next year, so I would love to catch up with you again at next year's Let's Cinema.
Anytime, Matt. My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.